Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life After Dusk Live. Your boy, Ceddie J. Man, it is another Monday here on the show. Y'all know what we call every Monday now, the CNC Petty Factory. That makes up your boy, City J, and your girl, Chelsea Monet, which she'll be calling in a moment. But, man, it's the season finale, man. I'm season finale week, so today, this will be the last Monday show for 2 weeks. I know how we do it, man. We always take a little break during the holidays. And then we start the new season again back in January. So mark your calendars. The new season will start exactly on January 7th. So January 7th will be the new season of the Monday episodes. And then this Wednesday, you check into the Wednesday show. That will be our season finale for the Wednesday show. And, of course, the new season for that will be on the 9th, January 9th. So, yes. I know, people. No need to cry. I'm going to hold it together. Okay, man. But, yes, I got a lot to talk about in so little time. So, we're going to make it do what it do. First off, man, y'all know I always, one of my favorite things to tell y'all is some of the crazy crap that happens over the past week or whatnot, especially over the weekend. I'm going to get into some of that during crickets of the week because I got to make you guys wait a little bit. I can't just give you the whole entire burger so soon. So I got to, let's let it marinate. So, I'll tell you, one thing I am definitely, like, it's tripping out because the way, it's always interesting when you look at some of the holidays and there's whatever place during the year or whatnot on the calendar. And I'm tripping out because Christmas Day is on a Tuesday, man. Christmas Day is on Tuesday. Christmas Eve is on Monday, of course. And then, New Year's Eve is on a Monday. New Year's Day is on a Tuesday. Now, that's a good thing for me, because I'll tell you why. Those are paid holidays for your boy, so that means 4-day weekend for me. So I'm all for that. But it still feels weird to be like, oh, yeah, we turned up on Monday. Shoot, maybe, but that's kind of dope, though, because you already, you naturally want to turn up on Friday nights anyway, on Saturday nights and Sunday and some cases Sunday nights. Now you ain't got to feel bad about turning up on Sunday night because you got Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve the next day. So it's cool, but yeah. Now, those are going to be the dopest weeks because that means it's only 3-day work weeks. Loving it. So yes. Oh, man. So I'm definitely looking forward to that for sure. I'm excited about getting some of the new stuff in the mail. So I've already done my Christmas shopping for everybody. I ain't gonna tell them what I got for people to know. I pretty much did my research and got people stuff that they would love. So yeah, not just getting them sometimes we're like, oh, I'm gonna get this. All you gotta do is, people are trying to figure out hints. Sometimes the hints are just pay this everyday stuff. Don't have to necessarily come out and say, oh, get me this. Like, no, just pay attention. You pay this to a person. Because that's part of the fun of doing holiday shopping is that it's kind of something you get to, that you're getting them because you're being observant. And really, at the end of the day, that's what, as they always say, the thought that counts. The thought, man. It is the thought. And I'm telling you, I've got, I think that's all you always look forward to that the most. So definitely, I'm excited for sure about that
situation.
Now, another thing I want to get into too, man. I'm going to tell you some more. Come Crickets of the Week segment, but. We actually, I taught this weekend, I did a shoot, did a few shoots on this weekend, and I did a big group shoot on Saturday. That was my first shoot I did for the weekend, and it was really dope, man. It was four ladies, including one of the people is Chelsea. And it was really dope, man. Like, you can even see, like, in the pictures that the chemistry was, like, very natural and it was just so dope. It wasn't forced. Everybody, like, it just all went well. And I think that people are going to receive that so well, this issue coming up, because you can see in the images that the chemistry is there. And the thing is, anytime you can get two ladies that had great chemistry in images, that's great. But to get four, man, that's priceless. So definitely excited, because I want this issue is kind of a reflection of allowing women to kind of not be dictated by what they are, you know, be dictated to not get along. And we always get all these stereotypes that women don't get, black women or just women of color, period, just don't get along. And that was the whole point of this concept. I just showing that and just, you know, trying to encourage y'all to boss up together, man. That's what it's all about. Boss up together, because two heads are better than one. So I don't know what to tell y'all. Like, if you're out here and you still got to sit here and ask yourself a question of, you know, dang, you know, I'm going to just work by myself. And sometimes we got to realize always everybody else's fault. Sometimes it's our own fault. You know, not saying just it's to remove blame from them, from the other parties, but we want to make sure that we make it very clear that you know, we didn't have anything to do with it. Just reflect and make sure that you're at least doing right so that you have no problems. And heck, at the end of the day, can anyone take that away from you if you reflect it and it makes sense? So that is pretty much what I think on that. So yes. Yes, yes, yes. But that is definitely an issue. So, and just to let you guys know, because now the cat's at the bag, I was waiting to not tell, I wasn't going to tell y'all until we put these promo images out to have people vote. It is black lingerie in black dresses. So very hot, man. We bringing a touch of the fashion and a touch of glamour together. Bam, having to make a beautiful baby. And right now, if you're on Instagram, we're gonna put it on Facebook too. But if you're on Instagram, you go on there, you can vote on your favorite one, your favorite image you believe should be the cover, by just simply saying 1, 2, 3, or 4. And the 1, 2, 3, or 4 will let us know which image and what in the order of 4 that you would like to see as the cover image. So you can either do that at Laser Focus Photos. That's Laser, LASER, Focus, FOCUS, and Photos, PHOTOS. Follow us there. That's for the Instagram. On Twitter, it's Laser Focus Photo. So just drop the S on Laser Focus Photos and you can get us on Twitter. And then we're going to put it on the Laser Focus Photos Facebook fan page too. So yeah, vote for your favorite. And we're going to shut down the voting on the 28th. And the 28th, we will cover and then release it in time for New Year's Day. So when the clock strikes 12, bam, we drop a new our cover. So yeah, that's how we do it, man. Always grinding. All right, well, anyways, we'll go ahead and go into another quick song break, and we can come back. Shoot, we're going to go ahead and get into Crickets of the Week, because I just gave y'all a glimpse about I didn't really tell y'all the crazy that happened over the weekend versus for the shoot. So I want to tell y'all some of that when we come back. Right here on Life at the Dust Live, a.k.a. CNC Petty Factory. Man, let's see. Man, who I want to throw on? Let's go to that Diamante Glitz. You can get it.
I'm all alone, and I want you here. I called your phone, because I want to hear
here. You tell me, baby, I wanna feel. Don't say you won't, and you know you will. I wanna tell you how good it feels, but I'd rather show you when you get here. When you get over here.
Over here. game.
So no matter where you go, you gotta represent your hood.
Everywhere I go, I'm around my shit. Everywhere I go, I'm around my shit. Real, real, yeah, you can test my shit. Everywhere I go, I'm around my shit.
I get a lot of love, but I get a lot of hate. Real don't like it when they see you getting cake. Real good, they love it when they see that on. Said they be hating, trying to tap a phone. But my tunes trapping, they ain't moving no snow. They ain't paid up front, I ain't doing that show. Told them, man, I got a brick for an eight. I told that wait, it depends which state. My pops in Ohio, he said way cheaper down here. But we don't trust none of these people down here. And everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Real here, don't test my shit.
Everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Real, real, yeah, you can test my shit. Everywhere I go, I ain't no bad guy in the brand, no.
Nobody, nobody, one to
you. I ain't no bad guy in the brand, no.
Luciano, Luciano, I'm the man. I done got jumped, but I ain't never ran. Kicking to the money, know the jacket's coming for me. Keep it on me, try me, I'ma pop him like a Zan. I don't f*** the lanes or haters, fame. Keep it player with DB, what gang? He don't want these bottles, make me come out of retirement. Grip my s***, I'm just a product of my environment. 80 flow go rap, that's why I got the balls. Everybody throw they dub up at my shows. MCBZ, I bust a hater hand behind my bro. DJ Troll, let him know. Showing now, I'm at the f***. Get your drugs.
Everywhere I go, I'ma rap my shit. Everywhere I go, I'ma rap my shit. Real, real, yeah, you can test my shit. Everywhere I go, I'ma rap my shit.
No.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddie J. We are back from a nice, elongated music break. But yes, man, so it is now time for our final one for 2018, the Crickets of the Week. So although I'll be adding a new entry to Crickets of the Week, you know, I might even throw some of the classic ones in there. So just stay tuned alert. So, yeah. So, first off, into this new Crickets of the Week. And that is going to focus, we're going to focus on what happened this weekend doing the photo shoots and whatnot. So, I'm doing a group shoot for, that we were talking about earlier, for Human Canvas Mag. And, you know, sometimes, you know, people bring other people with them, their rides or whatnot, come with them to the shoot, and some funny stuff happens. So, one of the girls, she ended up the person that accompanied her was her mother. Her mother was at the shoot, and her mom was hilarious, bruh. Oh, my God. she was hilarious. And I told, I mean, I was telling Chelsea, I said, oh, she, you know, she getting ready to be a cricket of the week, right? So, yes, it was hilarious because, yeah, she was just, man, you know, like how, like, you look at some of them viral videos, we always get somebody get that crazy, you know, a mom that always be just saying some outlandish stuff. Man, she was saying everything under the sun. And she saw one of the funniest things she said, because she said a lot. So Kevin Gates is playing, and it was Jam. Jam was playing a song with him and Trey Songz, and he was talking about putting his finger in the booty and all that. And he said, "Ooh, I can't deal. What's up, these young niggas? I can't deal with that. He gonna have me going crazy." Oh my God, bro! When I tell you I was rolling on the damn ground, I had to stop shooting for like 5 minutes. I was laughing so damn hard. It was just nonstop hilarious, man. And you know, especially shit, you know, all that. She was just, oh my goodness, fool. So yeah, I looked at Chelsea. I said, Chelsea, you know, I'm talking about this on the show on Monday. So she was hilarious, man. And really, cricket of the week, you know, sometimes cricket of the week is not always a bad thing. Sometimes it's just a funny cricket of the week being awarded. And in this case, this is one of those cases. This is that. So definitely was hilarious to just see and hear this, what this woman had to say. It was just too much. So, yes. Lovely Andrea, your mom gets cricket of the week. So let's go ahead and get them crickets of the week to her. All right. My other cricket of the week will be going to people not know how to hold their liquor. But I've seen a lot of party fouls throughout this weekend. And I'm telling you, on Friday I saw a party foul, a demonstration of this party foul not being to hold your liquor, and I saw it on Saturday as well. Friday, see, people be wanting to turn up with me, but they don't be ready to turn up with me. And I won't even drink it much. I'm just letting them. You try to drink with me, you better make sure you ready to go. Especially, you know, if you ain't got no, you got Lyft or whatever taking you, you better get it together. So yeah, it was just hilarious, man. And all of a sudden, you know, dropping like flies. You know, because it didn't help that it was the Chris party came from, which that'd be another cricket in the week of the week, by the way, coming up. You know, we ended up, you know, it was an open bar, so it was ridiculous. Open bar, you know what that means. Oh, I'm going to drink to my heart's content. So, because I had to drive, I was being responsible, and my body can burn a lot, so I was very smart. You know, I always tend to spread my drinks out. Like, a lot of people don't be realizing why I want this drink back to back to back, because I like to spread them out so my body can continue to burn them, especially because my metabolism is starting to speed up some. I can burn this liquor even harder now. So, yeah, man, it is hilarious. Now I got a messy cricket of the week to give out. If you're going to, when it, you know, I cannot stand people who try to do things very last minute. If you say you're going to offer sound, be prepared. Don't wait to test a new unit you just got. 10 minutes before the event. That's dumb as hell. I just just couldn't for the life of me just get what the hell was going on, how that made any sense that 10 minutes before the event, oh, that's when we need to start scrambling and getting it together. Especially if my ass get there an hour ahead of time. There was no excuse for it to happen. And I know some of y'all are like, oh, black people don't do good business. Oh, that's what y'all wrong, because it was not the case of being able to throw a stereotypical nonsense out there. It was definitely not a black person in charge of this. So, yes, it just really put a bad taste in my mouth of people. When it comes to sound, you can't be testing out new units 10 minutes before. Test it out a day or two before and make sure it worked right, because you introduced a whole new element into the equation that y'all for whim it might work. That's not smart at all. So, yeah, I was just like, I just cannot get it. It was very agitating for it to happen, and it costing me not being able to do this, DJ like I wanted to. So it's really made me look really stupid. Thank God I had people understanding, because it wasn't my fault, but it was still a bad look. So, yes, that is Crickets of the Week worthy right there, definitely. So, yeah, that's pretty much going down with that, because nobody got time for that, man. Nobody got time for that. All right. So, although Chelsea's not here for doing Moments of Monet, we're going to switch up Moments of Monet for today, and we're going to switch it to Moments of Ceddy J. See what I did there? So, I want to talk about the stuff we got, the stuff throughout the year that I've been just thankful of being able to have be a part of. First off, man, I got to recognize some of the great guests that have came through the shows along the years, because we've had some really good, especially this year, very great guests, very, very great guests. And I'm gonna go all the way back in the time machine. One of our first guests we had for the year was Pugs Adams. Big ups to Pugs Adams, very dope dude. He had some great music, and we had a chance to chop it up with him. Toya Marie, who was actually on one of the covers of Human Chemist magazine, she came through. I still remember when she was like telling me, oh, she was going to be a good girl. I wasn't going to be able to get anything out of her. And what do you know? I did, because that's just what we do in the show. We get the tea. So, yes, Toya Marie, shout out to her. That was a very fun interview. There was one interview I don't even want to go into, but one of the worst guests of this year. It pretty much made me not even want to do interviews, man, for like a while. Matter of fact, I didn't even really do it because I was trying to gauge on who would be interviewed on the show. I kid you not, for a few months, I was like, nah, we gotta take some time off and not have interviews if we're going to be having people that's going to be coming through being white. So I didn't have another interview until around April, and this was with actually, you heard one of the songs earlier in the show, Still Christmas, Mademoiselle. Shout out to them, Mademoiselle girl group, and they were very great. They were very great guests as well. We chatted about their singles and just how they balance life and music. So that was a dope one. I love that one. I met them at actually the mixer I go to every year, being part of Vertigo. So I went to the Vertigo music mixer, and that's how I met their manager, which I met some of the girls there. And in turn, shoot, that's how we've been linked ever since. All right, I had a local person, CJ Sweat. He was on the show, very dope dude.
made some dope drops for me. They actually gave me some free swag too, a nice headband. The headband was that I've worn at the gym for sure. So yeah, shout out to them for the headband. Imani Faith, man, I hear her at the beginning of the show too. That's one of the homies, man. She actually, if y'all seen like the promo video of me, like getting at the car or whatnot, it was pretty much a promo video for a shoot I did for the anniversary of the show. And she ended up doing the pictures with me. So I appreciate Imani. Always been pretty dope. Shout out to her. Continued success to her. Hazel Ling, supported the show for a while. She actually was on the show as well. And it got real juicy with her name. Real juicy. It got to the point of it led to this next interview that fought like about a few weeks later, which was with Baby Watson. Crazy interview. And it followed up some of the stuff from that interview. So, yeah, that was crazy. Tucker Dude come through, talked about his music and whatnot. And we had my girl Jazzy, a.k.a. Nikki Fox. Big ups to her. She came through. She always tried to come back on the show. That's always a good sign. If people try to come back on the show, that means they must have had a great time. So I'm glad she had a great time. So Jazzy, a.k.a. Nikki Fox, Perry, singer-songwriter Perry, and violinist, by the way. So, yes, let me tell you a quick story about that. She's dope. Like, you can see some of her weight loss journey on her page, too. And, man, like, she out here killing it. She fought it. Ew. I'm like, who would think, I'm not saying there's been plenty of baddies that have played the violin, but just to focus on her in this particular case, just making playing the violin look so good. So shout out to Perry. Kula Von Seal, man, woman is nasty with the rhymes. I could pin her against some of these dudes out here and she would kill them. What was so memorable about that episode was she actually had the craziest place that she ever had sex at. She topped all the ones of previous. So, yeah, it was a lot of great ones in the Hall of Fame, but hers took the top spot of the Hall of Fame. So that was a crazy one. Jay Baby, that was a great interview. And then my girl, Zaria Black Elegance, which actually was part of the shoot this weekend as well. She was a great interview, and she messed with my head. You one of the best shoots I ever had. I'm like, come on, don't mess with my ego. So that's just a year in review as far as interviews, man. Had a lot of great interviews, and look forward to bringing you some more. One thing I'm going to aim for this year too. I usually try not to do these as much, but I want to try at least do this once a month. Just to kind of show a little love, flex my juice a little bit. We're gonna have a very notable guest every month. So we're gonna have once a month. We're gonna have a very notable guest. It might be on the Monday show. It might be on the Wednesday show. And you'll be able to, you'll definitely know who the guest is. It don't matter from where you're at. You're like, oh, that person, okay. So we're gonna hit you hard, especially as we are going to the 10th season, and the 10th anniversary is in March. So yeah, it's about to go down, man. I'm telling you. All right, well, a reminder, while we are gone. You can always listen to all of our current and former, current and past episodes of Life at the Dust Live by simply going to duskspot.com. That's duskspot.com/duskspotradio. And if you go there, you'll be able to go to our player that has the 6 most recent episodes. And if you go underneath the player, there's some hot buttons you can click. It will take you to where we are syndicated at, such as iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, and there you go. And of course, Blog Talk Radio. All those places you can find our show. There's other places too, but those are the main ones. So definitely support. We will be here, man. Follow us, man, on social media. Duskspot, D-U-S-K-S-P-O-T. That's the Instagram page. That's the Twitter page. It's also the Facebook fan page. And, of course, if you're in the industry, Duskspot.com is where you want to be. So, again, everybody, thankful. This Wednesday, we got a special guest coming through for the season of the Wednesday show. I actually got a chance to work with her. And I have her book, Soul Tree Poetry. And she autographed and even left a kiss mark in the book as well. So, definitely excited. So, Mecca Bailey, she will be on the show. Y'all definitely check it out. Come through at the food with us for the last show of the year. So, thank you, everyone, for the second and last. Come to the second and last show of the year. Now, Wednesday is the last show of the year. Again, we thank y'all for all the support over the years. And we're rolling out with this, reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J or there's a U, there is a way. You tune to another episode of Life at the Dusk Live, your boy Teddy J, the season finale for Mondays, a.k.a. CNC Petty Factory. We out, y'all. Peace.